Praise be Jesus Christ. This evening, we celebrate the vigil of All Saints, the solemnity of All Saints, in which we celebrate those holy men and women who have gone before us into the heavenly Jerusalem, that cloud of witnesses that surrounds us, our brothers and sisters of the Church triumphant, glorious in heaven. They, of course, come from every rank and walk of life. The poor and the rich, the weak and the strong, mothers, fathers, doctors, lawyers, priests and religious. All of these categories and classes of people make up the group of saints that we celebrate this evening. Now, there are some common qualities among the saints. In my preparation for the homily, I found three words in Holy Scripture which describe the saints and which apply to all of the saints, notwithstanding their rank in life, their talents, abilities, or their personal vocation. The Scriptures call the saints survivors, conquerors, and unworthy servants. Survivors, conquerors, and unworthy servants. The book of Revelation, the passage that we read in the first reading this evening, says, "These are the ones who have survived the great period of trial." They're survivors. You see, to become a saint, one needs to be purified of all of his defects and imperfections. He needs to practice heroic virtue, the virtues in a heroic and sublime degree. In fact, Pope Benedict XIV, who established the norms for determining whether a person can or cannot be canonized, said this: "To canonize a servant of God, it is sufficient to demonstrate that he practiced the virtues which he had the occasion to practice in a sublime and heroic way, according to the conditions and state of that person." The practice of the virtues in a sublime and heroic way. Now, we realize that the virtues are like muscles. They can't grow, they can't increase, they can't get stronger unless they're exercised, unless they're tested. And this is what God does with each and every soul that seriously and sincerely puts himself on the way, on the road of sanctification. He puts that soul to the test, to the trial. And that's why our Lord says, "These are the ones who have survived the great period of trial." This is our life in this world, a great period of trial, an opportunity to practice heroic virtue. So in our everyday lives, when the difficulties come, whether they be difficult people, difficult situations, different trials, if we have already sincerely put ourselves on the road to sanctity, we shouldn't be surprised. Because it's in those opportunities that we can practice heroic virtue and become saints. Now, the next description of the saint is he is a conqueror. Our Lord says in the book of Revelation, "He who conquers shall have this heritage. I will be his God, and he will be my son." He who conquers. Conquers what? Above all, he who conquers himself. Because all of the saints, from all different walks of life, different vocations, they all loved God above all things. And they all loved their neighbor as themselves. But in order to do that, one must conquer oneself. Conquer disordered self-love. The conquerors. "He who conquers shall have this as his heritage. I will be his God, and he will be my son. Saint Ignatius of Loyola, during his life, often repeated to himself, conquer thyself. Conquer thyself. So that you can love God above all things, and your neighbor as yourself. Now the third description of the saints, common to all of them, is that they are unworthy servants. Our Lord says this in the Gospel. He says, so you also, when you have done all that is commanded you, say, we are unworthy servants. We did only what we ought to have done. Because all of the saints, whether they were religious, priests, mothers, fathers, essentially, they all fulfilled the will of God. Fulfillment of the will of God, according to their vocations, according to their opportunities, according to the condition, their own personal condition, their talents and abilities, fulfilling the will of God. And whatever God calls us to, whatever vocation, whatever work he calls us to perform within that vocation, he always gives us the accompanying grace. All that we have to do is cooperate. Just cooperate with God's grace and fulfill his will faithfully, generously, and perseveringly, day after day until death. This is what all of the saints did. But you see how they are unworthy servants, because they simply did what God had asked them to do. This counts for all of the saints, from the least to the greatest, the Blessed Virgin Mary. She did what she ought to have done, cooperating with that almost infinite amount of grace that God filled her soul with. And so on this evening, in particular, we present to your children the saints as models and examples to follow. And we have them dress up to be like the saints. Now, there are a lot of parents in today's world who are very concerned, and justly so, about their child's success in this world. But most parents, I can say, have a skewed idea of what success means. Now, I think we can all agree that success really is when a thing achieves the end for which it was made. That is the definition of success. A dryer, for example, that doesn't manage to dry clothes, like the one we have here in the friary, is not a successful dryer. It's not a success. And so, I have to preach with damp socks on my feet. So the same thing with human lives. What were we made for? We were made to become saints. It's what God made us to be. The only successful people in this world, strictly speaking, are the saints. And so we present the saints to your children tonight as they dress up to be like the saints that they're dressed up in. And we hope and we pray for the intercession of each and every one of these saints that your children will resemble them, not so much exteriorly as they do tonight, but more so interiorly, that they achieve that perfection of charity that God wants from each and every one of them. Praise be Jesus Christ.